All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. My guest is Dr. Michael Rosen. And, you know, Dr. Rosen, we wanted to do this last time, but we're gonna slip it in now. And what are your thoughts about, you know, the Republican National Convention coming here in 2024? You see all the fanfare and bipartisanship is what they're talking about. That's why this is important. The Republicans, you know, clearly they had nowhere else to go.
Milwaukee didn't win the Republican convention. We were the only one at the dance, so to speak.
So what are your thoughts?
Well, where I want to start is talking about the totally inflated economic impact that most of the media has bought into.
Well, $200 million, they say.
And that is fictional. And I want to discuss why. I'll start by just pointing out that the most comprehensive study of national political conventions concluded that, and it was a study of both Democratic and Republican conventions, concluded that neither party's presence had a discernible impact on employment, personal income, or personal per capita income in the cities where the convention was held. There was no significant wage gains for local employees, according to the report. And the economic gain from the event does not accrue to the host city, but rather benefits the bottom line of corporate headquarters. For example, the Hyatt is a hotel that will benefit from the event. Now, let's talk about why. First of all, Milwaukee, in the summer, when the convention is being held, our hotels and restaurants downtown are already filled. So what really is going to take place is that instead of you or I or the listeners going downtown to eat at the restaurants, or people coming to stay in the hotels to go to Summerfest or whatever festival is taking place at the time, they'll stay away because they're not coming inside that perimeter,
right?
The security perimeter, and they'll be substituted or replaced by conventioneers. The real way money is made is that the hotels, and this is documented if you actually read the study from Cleveland State, that Cleveland State University, that the Republicans and the city leaders in Milwaukee and now the media are parroting without reading it. What you find is that 2 years before the convention in Cleveland, they had a hotel occupancy rate of 83%. The year of the convention, the occupancy rate was 89%. So minimal change. What was changed was that hotel rooms had about a 33% increase in their price. They didn't increase wages. They didn't hire any more people. All they did was jack up their prices. And as a result, the corporate headquarters made a lot of money. Now, remember, Milwaukee does not have the hotel capacity for this convention.
Right.
So many of the delegates will be staying in Illinois hotels or in Madison hotels. And so there's that alleged economic bang will not even take place in the city of Milwaukee. And there are businesses inside the perimeter, businesses, whether it's a clothing store or a movie theater or other kinds of inside the perimeter, that are actually going to lose business during the convention because they aren't going to be able, unless they are providing services to conventioneers and a clothing store is not, they'll shut down because people are going to stay away. So both because of this, what we call in economics the substitution effect, that is, we're substituting conventioneers for normal tourists, and the leakage effect, that is, the money going outside the city, the impact isn't nearly as great. So those people who say, including, unfortunately, the new mayor, who says, well, this is a business decision, they're wrong. This is not going to have a huge economic impact. And what I'm concerned about is that this is simply another example of the elected leaders of Milwaukee, and I go back to John Norquist and Tom Barrett, the previous mayors, catering to the downtown hotel service sector industry, essentially saying that that's the way to do economic development. If we invest in downtown, whether it's the Grand Avenue Mall, whether it's a convention, whatever, that it'll trickle down into the communities. And that has not happened. In fact, as all that investment has taken place downtown, the city has gotten poorer. The percentage of people in the city who are poor and extremely poor, which is actually a category that people who study this use, have gotten more poor. And so this raises the question of whether the new administration is going to continue to pursue a downtown development strategy that caters to the hotels and service industry, or whether they're going to try something different. Now, that's the economics of it. The politics of it are that the Republican Party has attacked, the Wisconsin Republican Party has attacked the city of Milwaukee, both rhetorically and economically. They have slashed shared revenue. They have slashed shared revenue, which has Milwaukee now on the brink of economic collapse. The only thing that has prevented that has been the federal funds that have come in response to COVID. And those are going to dry up after next year. But the party, they have slashed shared revenue. They've slashed funding for Milwaukee Public Schools. They have refused to allow Milwaukee County to establish a sales tax so that it could fund its activities. And of course, on the political end, they have also questioned the validity of the votes of Milwaukee citizens and mischaracterized the city. So this is a party that has been hostile to the city of Milwaukee and its citizens. And now they want to come party here. And unfortunately, a lot of the city leaders have welcomed them with open arms.
So, Dr. Rosen, what do you say to the city leaders who say, and I heard this come out of the mayor's mouth, well, this is going to lead, we're going to be on the major stage. They're going to see us. And that's going to bring even more conventions to the city. What's your response to that?
I have two responses. First, if you study conventions and major conventions, they generally, people want to go to cities that are major tourist cities, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Atlanta.
Well, several years ago, Charlotte had both the Democrat and the Republican conventions.
Yeah, well, that's because it's another minor, second-tier city.
Right.
Most major conventions, people want to go to a place like New Orleans,
right,
or Vegas.
There's all kind of action going
right,
on.
Right, New York City,
right,
Boston.
Are you saying Milwaukee's not there yet?
No, we're not there. In fact, we're not there yet, and we never have been. You know, we were a much larger city.
Yeah.
It's an industrial city, but we weren't a tourist attraction.
Right.
We were a manufacturing city. We've tried to remake ourselves in the same image as many of these cities that are major tourist and tourist areas, but that isn't that we can't compete with that.
That's correct.
And we shouldn't be.
That's not who we are.
Right. But it won't be successful. But I think we've already seen, you know, city after city has built a convention center. You know.
Oh yeah.
And they keep expanding the convention centers in the hopes that bringing tourists to the city will have a real strong economic bang. So we're our convention centers competing with Las Vegas or New Orleans.
Can't do it.
And
Atlanta.
You know, think about it. If you want to go on a vacation, or one of your relatives who doesn't live in Milwaukee, do they want to go to Milwaukee or do they want to go to Atlanta? Do they want to go to Vegas or New Orleans or San Francisco or L.A. or do they want to come to Milwaukee? It's obvious. And the idea that We're going to revitalize the city. And the second point,
Dr. Rosen, hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is retired economics professor and former president of MATC faculty, Local 212, Dr. Michael Rosen. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.